Blog Talk Radio.
Be set free, be healed, be made whole at Miracle Temple. Deliverance Ministries, where miracles happen. Where miracles happen. Be set free, be healed, be made whole at Miracle Temple. Deliverance Ministries at Miracle Temple, where Christ lives in me.
Welcome to Miracle Temple Deliverance Ministries, where miracles happen. Apostle Amanda Walker Bryant wants to make sure you get all that you need through the Word of God. Let us join Apostle Bryant as she teaches the infallible Word of God.
St. John, the 13th chapter, beginning at verse 3. And the Word of God now reads, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he was come from God and went to God. I want to talk about today knowing your authority. Knowing your authority. The Bible is saying, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given him all things into his hands. And this is what God was sharing with me. You have to know what the Father has given you. Jesus knew his authority. Know means to perceive. It means to have knowledge of. It means to be aware of. So Jesus was aware of what he had. He had knowledge of what he had. And Jesus began to say, knowing what the Father had put in his hands. So he knew his authority that he had on earth. If you go to Matthew 28:18, it says that Jesus said, all power, all authority, listen at this, all power and all authority has been given unto me in heaven and on earth. So Jesus knew what was delivered in his hand. When you go again to John 3:35, he's saying the same thing about what God has placed in his hand. So what I'm telling you today, you got to know for yourself what God has given you, the authority, the right that God has given you to reign and rule here on this earth. See, the thing is, once we get saved, we don't stop at just being saved. Because when we're saved, we know that we are new creations in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. But I'm here to tell you, knowing who we are in Christ is good. But knowing the authority that God has given you now that you in Christ, it adds to who you are in Christ. He's given you the right to represent him here on this earth. And Jesus knew that right. And this is why when you read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, you see how Jesus exercised the right that God had placed in his hand. Jesus said, I only do what the Father does. Jesus only do it because he's hearing what the Father is telling him to do. The problem is, Jesus, we don't submit to God. The Bible says submit to God, and as you submit to God, you can resist the devil, and then the devil will flee. Let me say it again. Submit means to be in subject to God, to obey God, and once you do that, then you can resist him and he shall flee. Why is Satan still on your back? Because as long as we're not submitting to God, you can't resist him and he's not going to flee. His job is to get you not to obey God. And when you don't obey his word, you are not submitting to God. Who told you that you're submitting and you're subject to God when you're not obeying his word? Because he is his word. And Jesus knew, I only do what the Father does. I only do what I see the Father doing. So Jesus was submitting unto the Father. And the Bible even says in Matthew 7:29, it says that he taught them as one having authority, not as the scribes. See, the scribes were up under tradition. They were up under law. And what they would do, they would take the law and they would read it just like somebody gave it to them. They wouldn't get outside of that. But Jesus knew the right and the authority that God gave him. So when Jesus said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you," Jesus was taking that thing personal as his own. He was taking it as if God gave me this word, and this is how I'm going to carry out this word. I don't have to check with man concerning what God said. So they said he taught as one having authority, not as the scribes. So when you present this word, you should present this word like this word was given to you. It is God's word, and you don't have to wait on man to check nothing to deliver what God said. We got too many people in the house of God telling people what they need to say. You ain't up under no law. You up under grace. And when you know your right and you know your dominion, who is man? This is why Peter and John said, "I'd rather obey God than obey man." See, we got to get outside of man. You serving God, not man. And when you realize who you're submitting to, you can submit to the one that God has put you under. So this is where I'm going. Remember I said that you have to know your authority. So the Bible said Jesus knowing. See, Jesus don't get out of the will of God. Jesus knew, even though I'm the Son of God, I have come on this earth as the Son of Man. So I'm in the flesh. I took on a fleshly body, which was God himself. So when he walked this earth, he was obedient to God. He was a representative of God. So the first thing Jesus had to know is what God had given him. He had to know his rights. So the Bible says in Philemon 1:6, it says, let's go there. When we look at the word to know means to perceive and have knowledge of, the Bible tells us that the communication, that means the sharing of your faith, may become effectual. That means operative. Operative, that means it's operating. That the communication of your faith, the sharing of your faith, may become effectual by acknowledging, there go the key, acknowledging means recognizing every good thing in you which is in Christ Jesus. So this is the problem, y'all. We as saints, we as Christians, are trying to live for God, but we outside the will of God. Because if you don't know what you have, how can you operate in what you have? And this is what God was showing me. The more I know about God, the more I can share about God. The more I can communicate what I believe, my conviction of what's true. If I'm not in the Word, knowing about what I have, knowing about who I am now that I'm in Christ, I cannot share that effectually. It's not going to operate in my life. You got people with head knowledge, but no heart knowledge. You taking a scripture and you repeating scripture, but it ain't in your heart, so it's not operating in you the way it needs to operate, and you can say all you want to say. Because I'm going to tell you something. Faith come by hearing, and hearing come by the word of God, and now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not yet seen. So when I am sharing and I'm communicating my faith, my conviction of what I believe, it's going to be something and operate. It's going to be operating because I have recognized what's in me, which comes through Jesus Christ. That means you can't shut me up. You can't shut me down because I know who I've been with. It's too many of y'all too silent getting truth. Everywhere you go, if it's in your heart, it's going to come out of your mouth automatically. You don't have to drum up nothing. You don't have to even pull out the word and say, "Let me see." But you pull out the word to show them that's not in the word, not you. The longer you stay in this word, the more you can communicate. Look at your neighbor, please, somebody, and say, "What have you shared about God?" Say, "Have it brought a change in somebody's life?" Say, "Did you not know that you are a representative?" Say, "If you did, you'd be acting like it." me. That means anything you worship, more than you worship God, is your God. Whomever you spend more time with, more than God, is your God. You cannot tell me that he's your God and that's whom you serve, but you never communicate with him. You never commune with him. You never have time with him. Y'all don't realize God gave us something that he didn't give nobody else. That should be so special. He chose us. We didn't choose him. And the more that we get into this word and know who we were before we became to Christ, we should be ready to say, God, whatever you will have me to do, that's what I'll do. And he began to show me, he said, once you have knowledge of what you have, y'all, there's no excuse from operating in what you know. And this is what he had shared with me. Jesus knew what he had. You know, you can read the word of God and you can see these demonic people coming up on Jesus. Jesus didn't flinch. It didn't say Jesus ran down the way, apostle. It didn't say nothing about Jesus passing out. The Bible tells me that they begged Jesus, send us in the swine. They were telling Jesus because they knew his authority. What's happening to the church? People treat saints any kind of way now. You know why they come at saints that way? It's because the way you present yourself. Because them demons respected Jesus. When Jesus came on the scene, they couldn't do nothing but bow down in front of Jesus. I know who you are. Have anybody ever said to you, I know who you are. I know who you serve. No, because if we're acting more like the world, then we're acting like who we represent. People are not going to respect you. Because you're living just like the world is living. So Jesus knew. He said, I know my authority. I know my right that I have here on earth. And God began to show me something. I'll say this, and I have to meet people where they are. You know, when you're dating, when your boyfriend, and when your girlfriend, oh, you're so happy, just swinging hands. And, ooh, how was your day? My day was good. How was your day? My day was good. Where you want to go, baby? Well, any way you want to take me, honey. You know, it don't matter, but I am kind of hungry. Well, baby, you just choose the place, and that's where I go. Okay, baby, this is where we're going to go. Okay, that man is leading, right? That man is taking authority because you're his woman. And then if Angelo step in and be looking at that woman, that man going to bow up and say, what you looking at? This is my woman. Take your eyes off of her. You don't be looking at her like that. He's going to bow up in his authority because he's saying, she belongs to me. Can we just, Selah? You bow up because you know what belongs to you, right, Brother Gray?
Yes, ma'am.
You know, Darlene, your wife. And a man better not step up on Darlene any kind of way. Because you're going to, Greg said, don't do that. Greg going to step in there and Greg going to handle his business because he know that's my wife and you ain't going to come up on my wife any kind of way. You coming up in your authority, right? Getting back to boyfriend and girlfriend. Let me give you a nugget. She don't belong to you and you don't belong to her. So quit trying to own each other. You don't belong to each other until you are married. Then you become one flesh. Who told you that you belong to each other? Uh-oh, some people get mad now. You know why? Because you done been into something you shouldn't be into. You connected to something that you shouldn't have connected to, and that's what makes you married. The first one you sleep with is the one you married. Did somebody ever tell you that? Y'all too quiet. The first one you slept with is the one you were married to. You became one. That's why it's hard for you to get over that one. Because you ain't broke those soul ties. See, you became knitted together. So when you get in another relationship, you still mad because that one went on somewhere else. But you got somebody else, which don't belong to you either. So we bow up in our authority, right? So God was showing me people take authority for worldly stuff. But when it comes to the right that I have given you, you stand back and let the world be in chaos. When I gave you the right and the dominion to rule and reign on this earth. Then he began to show me something, y'all. Me and my husband, thank God for my husband. We've been married 25 years, and one thing I learned about marriage, what's his is mine, what's mine is mine, and what's his is mine. Y'all know that's backwards. I just had to wake you up. What's his is mine, what's mine is his. It ain't no separation. So when I marry this man, I don't have to check with this man that goes in the bank. Hello, somebody. He best put my name on the account. He best put my name on the account. You know why he best do that? Because some of us think, well, we need to be in Christ, we'll turn out the bank. But it ain't the bank's fault, it's his fault. Because when he knows that we are one and what he has belonged to me, I have a right to step in that bank and say, hello, I'm Miss Bryant, write me out a check, give me my money. It ain't no longer his. Now, if I'm a user, I wouldn't put my name on that account either. Come on, you have to use wisdom. If you got a wife that don't know how to be a wife, I wouldn't put her name on the account either. But you are one in Christ. That means that what is his is mine. So when I come in the bank, they don't say, hello, Amanda Walker. They say, hello, Miss Bryant. How are you doing today? What can I help you with? By cashing this check. And do you think they're going to say, Tony, you can't have that money? No, they ain't going to say it. Because when we sign them papers, I have right to whatever's in this bank. Now, don't come up on me like that. Well, you know, we can't give you, hold it, what you say? What you mean? You see, I'm taking my authority. Because I know what I have rights to. So if they tell me I can't have that money, oh, I ain't going to turn out the bank. I'm just going to say I ain't leaving here until I get it. Because that's my money. Well, your husband say, excuse me, hold up, wait a minute. He said, what? Is my name still on them papers? Yeah, you got to go on what's on that paper. Point blank, if he don't want me to get it, he should have took my name off the paper. Now, he didn't come in here and take my name off no paper, so you give me my money. Call whomever you want to call. I ain't going nowhere. So I'm taking my authority, right? Okay, I'm going to ask you a question. Why we do it when it comes to things like that and stand up for that, but we don't stand up for Jesus? Anybody? See, the thing is, you see all these keys? These are my husband's keys. And everything up here represents Miracle Temple. So if he gave one of y'all these keys, he's telling you to open any door in this church and have right to anything in this church. And my husband would say, no, I didn't. Yes, you did. Because if you just wanted them to have a particular door, you would have gave them a particular key. Because the main door would be open, but the rest of the doors would be locked. Meaning that you can't go behind that door. You ain't got there yet. Where am I going? Jesus gave us all the keys. First of all, Jesus had all the keys. Because he said, all power has been given to me in heaven and on earth. So he knew he had all the keys to unlock every door in heaven and bring it down here to earth. So he didn't have no excuse when he run up on something in earth that should not have been. Because he know he had the key to unlock that door. So if he gave it to Jesus, that means that if we're in him, ooh. How many in him? You don't know? See, we got a problem. We got a problem. We got a problem. We got a problem. See, you're acting too slow. Because when you know who you're in, you're going to rise up in who you're in. You ain't going to be slow about that. Oh, I'm getting somewhere. So we knew that Jesus had to acknowledge what he had, right? He knew that God had given him the right to represent him on earth, and Jesus knew, I'm going to represent my Father well. No matter what comes up, I'm going to represent him well. How did Jesus represent him? First of all, when a demon came up on Jesus, he cast it out. When sickness came, Jesus healed. When people were in famine, Jesus brought prosperity, because he knew he had right. He knew he had authority over those things. And when I was going over this, God said, I mean, it really hurts y'all because we got so many people begging God for stuff. I got news for y'all, whether y'all don't know it or not. God done everything. You're wasting your time, especially if you got bad knees and ain't talked to them, getting on your knees. Lord, if you just help me, Lord. Lord, send help right now. Lord, just help me and I'll come to church. Lord, if you just help me with these bills, I'll pay my tithes. Oh, Lord Jesus, just help me. Let's go. Genesis 1. He's helping you right now. He's giving you some knowledge of what you have, and it's time for you to activate what you have here on earth. The problem is we're not activating anything. We're still begging God to do something. I'm going to say this. Some people are dying. Saved. Sanctified. Speaking in tongues. Dying. Because they're not using what they have. You know why you're dying? I'm going to tell you something. Apostles, God gave you right and authority. Let me go there. Everybody know this scripture, but why is it everybody know Genesis 1:26 and still living like they don't know? How is it you can read? Let me read it again. Some of you might know it by heart. The Bible says, and God said, who said? Who said? Who said? No, he didn't. No, he didn't. No, he didn't. Because if he said it, why ain't you doing it? Hello? Who said it? Who's your father? Who you supposed to obey? So what we supposed to be doing? What he said. It said, God said, let us make man in our image and after our likeness. So we know we were spirit beings because he's a spirit, right? And it said, and let them, let's stop right there. Ain't nobody in this place got no more authority than anybody. He didn't lay out different categories and say, well, put a C at the end of the line. She can't use my authority. And by the way, put Daniel way behind her because he ain't got there yet either. No, he said, let them. Let them. That means them. It's male and female. And it says, let them have dominion over. Oh, y'all, I like this. Let them have dominion. That means let them rule. Let them reign over the fish of the sea. Then he got, and over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth. Don't y'all like that word, over? That means you above them things. Because you in dominion. And then it says, and over every living thing. I'm sorry. Over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth. So he gave it to us in the beginning, didn't he? Did y'all know what God gives? He can't take it back. The callings, the giftings of God is what? Without repentance. So every gift that God has given, he's not taking it back. So if he gave us dominion, y'all, even though the earth became, the world became full of sin, we still have that dominion, but we're using it the wrong way. The world is using it the wrong way. They still can rule and reign, but they're ruling and reigning evil, dealing with evil. So he gave it to us, right? So he gave us right to rule and to reign. Okay, when he gave it to us, we know the fall came, but then Jesus came. Thank God for Jesus, because Jesus was putting everything back in order the way that it should have been in order. And this is why Jesus told his disciples, this was the Great Commission. He had to remind them. He said, I have all power over heaven and earth. Then he began to give them permission to use that authority. and that dominion. He has given it to us, y'all. He has given us the right to rule and reign over this earth. That means that everything is subject unto us. We're not subject unto it. So I want to ask you a question. Why are you allowing things to overtake you? Why are you allowing situations? Why are you allowing sickness? Why are you allowing poverty? Why are you allowing these things and begging God to help you when he said, I have given you the right? He said, the heaven and the heavens are the Lord's. But the earth I have given to the children of men. What is he saying? I'm up here and you down here on earth. You're supposed to represent me here on the earth. He says, so whatever the earth is not doing, you have right to speak my word over what it's not doing. That's why he says, speak those things that be not as though they were. God said, let the earth bring forth. He told the earth what to bring forth. But when the fall came, the earth began to be corrupt. It was not doing what God had told the earth to do. So as a representative, when the earth is not doing it, you're supposed to open your mouth and you're supposed to tell the earth to do what God created it to do. Who are you waiting to do it? God? He ain't doing no more, y'all. Who told you that you got to pray 20 hours to get something from God? The word is full of what he's already given you. Who told you you got to stay down there all that long time to get healed? You already healed. Take what he has given you and use it. I ain't never seen such a mess in the church. We won't use what works. But we'll go to other things and use it to try to get it to work. Got something to tell you, it'll never work. Because it's outside of his creation. Everything that God created is good. I don't care what man come up with. It won't work. It may last for a little bit, but it's going to crash. Because whatever God put in order, that's what's going to be in order. Whatever he told the earth to do, that's what the earth's supposed to do. And I don't care what man do to try to, see, this is why they're creating these saws and all this stuff to try to make stuff go quicker. Y'all notice that? They're even pumping up the chickens. They looking like weightlifters now. Them thighs on them chickens is so big, you can't even enjoy the chicken no more. Then you got other areas with these little teeny-anny pieces of chicken. You wonder if that's chicken or pigeon. Because they have their own way of doing things. See, God created things to be like he wanted to be. Come on, Daddy, you remember Granddaddy raised his hogs? Granddaddy knew how to treat those hogs. Granddaddy spoke over those hogs. He would tell those hogs what to do, and them hogs would obey him. Why? Because he had rule. He said he given you rule. Let me go here. Ask your neighbor, say, when is the last time you've been in your word? Say, you would understand what she's saying if you've been there. Say, you wouldn't be looking like you're looking. Some of you looking too funny. Some of you looking at me like I'm crazy because it's a shame. Look at this, y'all. Genesis 9. Listen at this. 1. Y'all remember when God brought in the flood dealing with Noah? Because he saw how the earth was and he knew the earth shouldn't have been that way. Everybody know about Noah and the boat, don't you?
Thank you for tuning in to our broadcast on today. If you have a testimony on how this broadcast has truly blessed your life, please call us at 866-907-6836. If you would like a copy of the teaching in its entirety, you may contact us at 866-907-6836. You may write Miracle Temple Deliverance Ministries, Post Office Box 1042, Bergall, North Carolina, 28425. Visit us on the internet at www.mtdm.org.